Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Let's get in the holiday spirit, as they say, right? We need a holiday band concert that we can all attend. And you can finally do that this year as the Mercer County High School Holiday Band Concert taking place this Sunday. All right, Katie Wagner is a senior trumpet player, plays in the varsity band and the jazz band. How stoked are you that we finally get to have an in-person holiday band concert? We've been waiting for a while, haven't we?
Yes, it's been so long. It's definitely going to be a lot better than sitting in the band room recording a song to post online. Instead, we get to see the people and play for the people in person.
Yeah, there's nothing like hearing music in person and getting that holiday vibe. So just tell us a little bit about how you're involved on Sunday. You're in both the regular varsity band and then the jazz band. So take us through what you're going to do on Sunday.
Yeah, so first the JV band will play. And then before that, the choir actually plays at 2. So you can come watch them. And then we go into the gym and JV band will play 3 songs. Varsity band will play 3 songs. And then we'll actually play one together. And then jazz band will go ahead and play 3 songs after that.
All right. Of the numbers that are being played, Katie Wagner, what's your favorite? You'll probably say, well, Mr. Ruggles is going to make us say all of them are our favorite. But come on, what's the favorite for you?
My favorite would probably be one of our jazz band songs called This Christmas. It's the last one we play. And, yeah, I like it a lot better than any of the other ones.
All right. And just your love of music goes back how far? And when did you pick up playing the trumpet?
6th grade is when I started, and at first I actually did not like it very much because, you know, 6th grade you start off, you don't really get to play the fun pieces of music. But I started really liking it as I got into high school with Mr. Ruggles again and getting into the harder pieces of music.
All right, so can you tell us, why is music such a big deal in the Mercer County School District? I see all you kids getting all pumped when you play in the pep band, you're involved in that. You know, the marching band, the marching Eagles, I'll say, they get an A-plus for their performances during the year. Then you have these, you know, holiday concerts and the other things you do. What do you think makes this music program so successful? And now there is even a Facebook page for parents and people to support the band program at Mercer County High School. I mean, come on.
I think it, you know, it has to do a lot with Mr. Ruggles being the teacher. He really helps us, like, be one group, not be separate players, but play all together as a group. And I think that helps us a lot. And it's also the friendships you make in band. It really just helps the community of the band grow.
Yeah, and I know the other great thing I hear about, especially from when you talk about marching band or pep band, where other teams come in and they're going to play a game against the Eagles. And I talk to coaches and I talk to kids and they say, man, one of the greatest things is that pep band that plays when we're playing there, or the marching band that performs at halftime or before the game. So what does that mean when you hear stuff like that?
I think it shows that all our hard work has paid off in the end, and that it really does, like, show that we have improved and that we're, like, playing all together.
Yeah, and I guess the other thing is, you know, we think of the traditional, you know, musical format where you have, you know, classes with band, right? And then you have marching band in formation, right? And maybe there's a little more stricter guidelines. But then on Tuesday night or Friday night, they said, well, let's get the pep band out and let's let them blow off some steam. So what about the enjoyment of pep band? Can you tell me a little bit about that? And maybe some of the favorite numbers, because, you know, my bucket list, what I want to do someday is I want to actually be able to get to a Mercer County High School warm-up and actually run onto the court when they play horse. I don't think they'll probably ever let me do that, but every time I hear that, I'm like, man, I wish I was in the warm-up line right now. So tell me what about, everybody's like, you don't need to do that, Taylor. But all right, tell me about pep band and playing in that, maybe some of the fun numbers and why you kids have so much fun with that.
I think the main part of pep band is the energy everybody brings, just because we're playing fun songs. So my favorites are probably 8675309 and Paint It Black, which we don't play that much, but I do enjoy that one. And I think the music we play has so much energy. It brings everybody up and then benefits the teams playing too.
All right. So I like Horse, of course. That's the tradition. Yeah. I love the Eagle Fight song right before the horn sounds. I think that's just great. That's a great tradition. I love that. But I know, and I also love the Earth, Wind, and Fire version of September. So see, I listen closely to the Pep Band, and that's a thrill for me when I broadcast games. I'm like, man, I hope the Pep Band's playing tonight. That's one of the first things I think about. All right, so enough about that. We tell people get out Sunday, support the band kids. It's an in-person thing at the high school. What time does everything start on Sunday?
Choir starts at 2, and then following the band starts at 3.
All right, and again, you have to stay to the very end because, again, your favorite number is the final number. What is that again?
Yes. This Christmas.
This Christmas, and they'll say playing trumpet on This Christmas is Miss Katie Wagner, a senior at Mercer County High School. All right, keep loving the music and keep having a good time in your senior year. Thanks for helping us out.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.